Hello and welcome to yet another edition of an IPL all-time 11 pick. Today I have with me Varun Alvaconda, who is going by Yusuf Pathan today. That's the only time you can find some name of his on social media, otherwise you can't. And I also have Rob Barron, who has come, I don't know with what grenades today, but he's here. And you can find him on as Monsieur Judge on Twitter. And I'm Saurabh Somani, Saurabh_42 on Twitter. And we are going to be picking KKR's all-time 11. We have changed the order up a little bit. Originally, we intended to do this in the order that the teams finished in IPL 2025. And we stuck to it for the first five teams. But we have just changed it up a little bit for the next five. So that's why KKR today. And we will be going Varun first, Saurabh second, Rob third. Rob first.
No, it's Rob
first.
Yeah,
sorry, yeah. Rob first. Yeah, it's yeah, Rob first.
Then it's you second, then I'm last.
Yeah. I think I was just subconsciously so scared of Rob's first pick that I just... But yeah, we'll be doing it in a snake-style draft. So Rob picks, then I pick, then Varun picks, then Varun picks, then I pick, then Rob picks, and we go like that until we pick a 12. We are going to pick a playing 11 and then a 12th man, no impact sub. And only the stats for KKR count. So if a player has done special things with another franchisee, or he has done special things for KKR but not so great for another franchise, only what they have done for KKR counts. And the usual rules apply, only four overseas players, and they have to have played at least 15 matches for KKR. So are we all set for the picks, gents? What do you think about the KKR 11? Like, was it, when you were making your list, did you come across any surprises, or was it straightforward?
I think there's four obvious names and everything else is rogue.
Yeah, hardest team. Two overseas you have to pick, and then you can pick the next two out of a hat, really. And like half the team picks itself, and the other half, you can, with however you want to do it, with numbers or playing well in big games or you like them, you can make a case for loads and loads of people. And the ones you think, you know, you go through the names, you're like, well, he should. And then you look at the numbers, you're like, no, it's not him. No, it's not him. I found this one very difficult. So I'll start, and I won't go with the open goals. You can tap those over the line. Mm-hmm. I want Tripathi to be in this team because I love him. And he's one of the people that, when you look at the numbers in isolation, that he's like in a group of about eight people that you could pick, I think. And I'm going for him because I can't think of this team without him in it, with, you know, KKR, with his... He was one of the first to decide, right, okay, we're going to increase the strike rate when we've just lost a wicket. I'm not going to come in and block it around and get us, you know, steadily back into it. I'm just going to hoof it from the start and hope for that. And his numbers don't look like he does that, right? What's his strike rate?
135. Yeah, so.
You know, it's no... But when you say it's basically the same as Yusuf Pathan's, then all of a sudden you're like, actually, you know, when he started doing it, when he was in this bunch, I thought he was the guy. And it was so fun. Like, from a betting point of view, the market never worked it out that the first six over line had to go up when he came in and not come down, which it does for every single other player who batted three back then. I can see this one getting... I mean, obviously, you're not allowed to overrule anything I say because that's not how this works, and I'm the oracle. But he only played, 28 games?
Yeah, 27 innings, I think.
And only batted 27 times. But I still want him as my number three in this team. I love the guy. He's really fun to watch. When was he? 5-6 years ago for this lot? Just want him in there.
He played 2021.
And when you look at Rana, who'd be the other... You can have both. You can have Rana as well as Tripathi in their all-time team if you want. The numbers are nearly the same, aren't they? Rana, perhaps it's more sixes because he's bigger and stronger than Tripathi.
Rana's the better player of spin amongst the two as well. That's the other thing. Yeah. Rana's pretty useless versus pace.
But Tripathi can just come in number three and get on with it. And when he... I mean, some of the guys they've had opening historically haven't been smashers, and you want that number three to carry on the impetus or increase the impetus a bit. I liked
his role. I thought he was no nonsense. Let's get on with it at number three. And I think 23 in innings, pretty good in
taking that spot, it's fine. But when you, again, when you go through, there's a few that you go up. Obviously, there's a big long list of people that have got about the same numbers, and I'm going to have to get that number, probably number three in this team, just because of how
your voice is going a little bit, or is it just for me?
It feels like you sound like you're underwater there.
Yeah. Okay, so it was not just for me.
Okay.
So we missed some.
It's Jared's fault. Yeah. I think basically, right, there's loads of people you could go for as their number three, but I really like Tripathi, so I'm going for him. I think
his numbers do hold up, so you'll be happier. Like his true strike rate is plus 10, so it's pretty good for them. So yeah, they do hold up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I also feel like Tripathi is a reasonable shout. Although, you know, Rob, you did say that he's the first one to figure out you have to increase. But I don't know, a strike rate of 135 doesn't sound like he hit it too well. No, I mean, even if he understood his role, maybe he didn't do it too well.
Yeah, and like I say, this is one you can shoot down. Mm. But if you list all the people that could be number three...
Mm.
I think he's the one I want in my all-time KKR team.
That I see that. Yeah, that's fair. Oh, it's my pick right now. Mm-hmm. I'm tempted to not go with the open goal, but I also want to be the one to pick this guy, so I'll just pick Andre Russell.
I think that was
one of the obvious open goals, obviously. Andre Russell, I think for my money still, peak Andre Russell is the greatest T20 player overall that I have seen. Player in terms of what he could do with the bat, how he could bowl through phases, how he was a gun fielder. I have not seen anybody more complete than that, that he was at his peak. And his batting was just, I think nobody has done what he has done. No, I certainly not as consistently, Andre Russell, what he has done. So I would, just for his batting alone, I would have picked him. But the fact that he could also bowl, I mean, as recently as 2024, he was doing it with the ball for them, right? He was amazing with the ball in 2024. He didn't get to bat much that time because Narayan was having the season of his life, and then Shreyas Iyer was also making runs. Venkatesh Iyer was making runs, so he didn't get much batting time. But he did it with the ball in 2024, and then he just had one poor season in 25, and he's gone now. So, yeah, Andre Russell it is, because I wanted to be the one to pick him, that's why.
It's fair. He's the most obvious pick for any team, pretty much. He's one of those, isn't he? It's like definitely him.
Mm.
But he would probably get in as a bowler in their all-time 11. Like he's a wicket every 14 balls, isn't he, across 11 years. I mean, that's pretty good going. I know recently it's easy to think of Andre as just somebody that is definitely going to get whacked at the death. Mm. But he was the guy until pretty recently that you threw the ball to when you wanted a wicket, and he could crank it right up. The good Andre, the Andre that had knees, he was really fast. Mm. And to have a strike rate with the bat of, what, 175 is it for KKR?
175,
when he started, he started in 2014.
Yeah.
When there were some right plodders, you know, stinking the place out.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, lads, what you're meant to do is hit it into the crowd. Like, enough of this nonsense. And yeah, he's been awesome for ages, and he could still probably get in some IPL teams now. The powers are definitely waning, and the bowling.
I think with the number of injuries that's happening, Rob, he's probably not far off being a replacement player at the rate it's happening.
True, him and Pollock could come back and roll back the ears. Maybe not Chris Gayle, but like, you know, never.
A couple more injuries, maybe Malinga comes back. So who knows what the hell's happening with the rate things happening. Yeah.
I mean, even Shane Bond is there at the coaching staff. But although Shane Bond, if he comes back, he'll just get injured again. So maybe not.
Yeah.
But Andre Russell is, you know, KKR's second highest run scorer and second highest wicket taker. You wouldn't have thought he's that high up, right? He's the second highest. He's in fact just
beaten.
Played
so long for them. He's basically part of the furniture, isn't he, at this point? Like, it's just like he's just there. Yeah. Like, that's what all of us assume.
I mean, that's why he. He's bowled?
Sorry.
Yeah.
He's bowled less overs than Chakravarthy. And he's got 25 more wickets.
Amazing.
Riddle me that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd argue like a lot of those are like filthy death wickets, but still, I think you'd still take it from your all-rounder. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people, you know, compare him and Pollard. I still maintain that I would pick Russell over Pollard if I have to choose just between two of them. Ideally, they would both be in my team if I'm making some sort of all-time team. But if I have to just choose between two of them and there's one spot left, I'm picking Dre Russ every time.
Yeah, same. I didn't know that was actually a competition. Like,
oh, there is. Oh, because head, see, Pollard has done it in a lot of high-profile matches, right? He's been man of the match in one MI final. I think he's done it in some qualifier. He has done it or on key matches where qualification is hinges on. So he's and plus some of his fielding grabs have been quite spectacular. So that sort of adds a little bit to the aura, and the batting, I think, mainly because he has done it in so many important games, like, or not important that way, but higher viewership games. That's why there's an equivalence between them. But Russell has played in only one IPL final. That's incredible.
And they were too good for him in that. They were just so good that he wasn't needed, right?
Yeah. And in 2014, he was on the bench, man, while some others were in the final who maybe Rob is going to pick next.
Do you know Dre Russ, didn't he early, before or as he was starting his cricket career, he was able to sprint 100 metres in like 10.9. Like, he is an unbelievable athlete, Andre Russell. Mm. And we forget that half of his career that we watched, he's been injured for. Mm. And he's been kind of patching himself up to bowl.
Yeah, but
you know,
he's
the
from
odd
Jamaica, and isn't that like a slow speed for Jamaicans? Like in terms of 100 meters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's something in the air there that makes you really fast. But bloody hell. I mean, to be, he's just an all round mega gun, isn't he? And he walks into this team and he walks into the IPL all time 11 for me as an overseas as well. Which,
same.
Common environment, what you got?
I'm going to let Saurabh take the open goal. So I'm going to take my namesake. I'm going Yusuf Pathan. He's so fucking underrated. It's the third podcast I can finally pick him. I'm taking him. I think he's an automatic pick. People don't think of him that way. He was so good versus spin. Right? I think this sub KKR season, he's averaging like 100 at a strike rate of 160 versus spin, Rob. Like, he's so bloody good.
Yeah, he was the guy very early on. Before that kind of player existed, he was existing. And yeah, I think Warne has a fair bit to do with it, and Rajasthan have a fair bit to do with it in breeding him and allowing him to be the guy, for want of a better expression. But he kept doing it, didn't he? I remember was it the 2011 World Cup, the 50-over World Cup that India won, where he didn't have the one in India. Was that 2011?
Yes,
that was it.
I had so much money on him to get the most sixes in that tournament, because on the stats that I did back then, thinking of stats that you did 15 years ago, what a geek. But I remember doing this, I'm like, sixes per ball, this guy is off the scale. Like, he is off the charts. Mm. And he just wasn't rated as that much of a six hitter. He didn't do it in that particular tournament. However, for someone to be that good at hitting sixes way back when, and you could chuck in the ball every now and again, but he's had the blistering memorable innings, hasn't he, from pulling games out of the bag from nowhere.
2011, actually, India started with him in the 11, in the playing 11, but he had a couple of poor outings, so then they switched to Suresh Raina. Not a couple, I think throughout the league phase, they persisted with him. And then they went to Raina just before the knockouts or from the quarterfinals against Australia. So they did persist with him, but it was also a stacked batting order, and he was coming in at 7, so it was not really easy.
He's probably too far ahead for that ODI team, I think, in terms of thinking. If he was coming through now, what you'd probably do is maybe bat him at 5 or 6 and just tell him, just attack. If he averaged 30 at 120, so be it. We'll take it. Right, my second pick is Robbie. I'm on Robbie. I think it's like his KKR career amuses me so much, because if you talk to Robbie about T20 cricket, he sounds like an absolute dinosaur at times, right? He's like, well, India should aim for like a 45, 50 run power play. It's like we need batters, like what do you call it? Vaibhav Suryavanshi needs to calm it down. It's like Abhishek Sharma needs to take 10 balls to get set. But you look at his KKR career, so intent built into some of those seasons. Right. And I think he plays for 5 or 6 seasons, and he has two all-time great, like two great seasons in those 5 seasons for them, right? He's big reason why they win in 2014 too. So I actually think Rob, this is a weird parallel. He might have been a better version of Rahul Tripathi for KKR from 2016 to 2018-ish.
Yeah, his output's better, isn't it? He scores more runs. He gets 6 more runs in innings or 7. He's like 30 runs in innings, which is really good for you. And they don't really have anyone else. Like, I don't know who we're going to pick yet. But if you go down the list and you're talking about runs per innings, he's the only one that's getting 30 in the ones that I considered, right? And he's getting it at a decent enough lick. At what was he going at? 136? Mm. And that's going back down the years. When did he start? 2014, when people weren't doing it. I mean, I loved him back in the day. Mm. I feel very uncomfortable saying nice things about people that I work with. It doesn't sit right with me. But he walked into my team. Mm. Unless you're going to kick him out, go Chris Lynn, and then you have less to work with the bowlers, which I didn't think was the right answer. I think the only way a Thapa doesn't play is if you kind of shuffle stuff round, you probably end up without a wicket keeper, that kind of thing. But he was really, really good at cricket, wasn't he? Like, there's no doubt about that. Got bucket loads of runs at a decent lick. And like you say, Varun, when he had the big seasons and he sort of, you know, he went into this intent guy, that's what I've been screaming out for ever since I started watching T20 cricket, which is like, he's not quite the anti-Callis, but Callis bored me so much with watching him for T20. I hated it. And when you have a guy that's like in his own team, and this is what you're meant to do, right? You're meant to hit it. There's a power play. There's fielders in here and they're not out there. So stop hitting it to third man for a single. You boring, boring, boring bastard, Jack. And it's just like every single ball is one. Like, what was his strike rate? 108. One to third man. Boring. I've seen it before. Like, and when we looked at that innings, earlier on, where he got 40 off 42 and didn't bowl in the Haddin game. It's like, what are you doing, man? I'm so sick of this.
He was 12 of 5 in that game, by the way, right? I think I think I was texting you that.
He was 12 of 5 and he went 40 of 42.
Correct. Yeah.
Just horrible. And then Gale gets 100 off 50 or whatever it was. It goes, well, that was all very nice, Jack, and your average looks very good, but this is how you're meant to play this game. And he got away with it for years in the IPL. Like, he got loads and loads of runs, but he got a horrible strike rate.
Yeah.
And they were like, and back in the day, right, and this annoyed me so much in the early IPL. I was like, what do you mean you want an opener that bats the whole innings for 50? What do you mean that's what you want? Like, you're just wasting half your innings with some stupid idiot plodding along. Like, and he knew that he could do it as well. He's like, I know I can score 52 not out in this innings, and isn't that wonderful for the team? No, it ain't, because you've chewed up half the balls and all the others have to go at strike rate 350 to make up for this disgrace. But they just did it year in, year out, didn't they? They're just like, oh, yeah, let's do it again. And we're going to need one of these blockers at the top of the order. Why the hell that was a thing for so long? I mean, at least now it's coming out the game. But yeah, bloody hell. Thapa was ahead of his time, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was. I mean, I think, I don't think he's as, dinosaurish as you make him sound. I don't think I've heard him say we need 45, 50 in the power play, man. He says 60.
I think I was talking to Behram about this. He was like, oh, India should actually try to aim for 45, 50 and then get set and take down the death of us. I was like, come on, Robbie, man. How are you getting more anchor pulled the longer you work with us?
I mean, Robbie himself would have got more than 45, 50 in the power play.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point, right? His KKR career is so intent-pilled, but he's like, he's so anti-intent when he's talking about T20 cricket.
I, to be fair, I haven't. He was in my team. I think he was in all of our teams as the opener.
Yeah, I think you can take the open goal, sir. Someone has to pick him at some point, please. Yeah.
No, so before I do that, we'll just let everyone digest a little bit of Rob's rant on Jacques Callis, and we'll just take a
shot.
Okay, we'll let you with the prelude to the rant, and then we'll just take a short break and be back.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things: the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny SIMs and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
Before we go to the next pick, I just had to put this comment up, Rob.
Honestly, Ozeronis, I was so close to going Manvinder Bisla. Honestly, it was the only one I was going to do when I went through the day, but I was so close to him. He was another one that ended up with a T20 strider of 110, wasn't he? And I had him as
I think he plays two good innings in his life, both versus Chennai.
And one in the final. It would have been really cool for me to have been on a podcast with Yusuf Pathan and Manvinder Bisla, but yeah. okay, my pick. I'll still not go for the open goal because I want to stitch up one of the overseas spots because I think this guy would be good there and I can't think of anyone who would be better, although he's not that great. But I'm picking Shakib Al Hasan at number 4. Because I think actually I'm picking him as much for his bowling as his batting. But I didn't find too many guys at number 4 who I would like as such, who I wanted them to be able to bowl a little bit also. So I didn't find anyone else who could fit that. And Shakib, in the impact figures that you sent me, Varun, he was pretty good. He was, at least in his bowling, he had...
bowling I have no issues with. I think 4 is too high, the Saurabh. I think we got to use him a bit lower down the order.
Lower? Okay, we can put him at 5, yeah.
No, we'll 5. Not move Yusuf from 5. Yusuf is our 5.
Oh, that's Yusuf is 5. This. Oh, okay. then we can put.
Order isn't a thing. Entry point is all that matters. And yeah, but he's
for the sake, for my sanity, I think I can't have Yusuf that low.
So then, Shakib at 6 and Andre Russell at 7, or Shakib. We can put Shakib at 7 also.
Yeah, that's fine.
And just put Andre Russell at 6. Anyway, he's playing more as a bowler. So yeah, that's my second pick done. You have the open goal if you want it, Rob.
No. So I thought about Shakib, but I didn't pick him because I would have gone Rana instead and had Rana as just one of my guys because then I get an extra overseas. Because I looked, like he's 14 runs in innings at not a very good strike rate, Shakib. And I don't think you need his bowling when you've got Narayan and Chak. Right, you were going to have Chakravarthy in it.
Yeah.
So I don't think you need that bowling. But I also think that when you're coming to pick your third overseas, right, after Narayan and Russell, it can be anybody. And I didn't want to pick Cummins because I don't think that KKR got the best out of him until maybe a bit at the very end. But Cummins' batting gets him back in the game because he got hit, because I can't stop thinking about that 50 that he scored off about 4 balls when he was batting with Venky. So I was umming and ahhing about who I'm going to pick for the other overseas spot. So maybe I'll leave that one because I don't really mind who it is. So we kind of have to go DK in this team, don't we? You need a keeper.
No, Robbie can keep.
I thought about that as well. I don't have him as a wicket keeper in an all-time 11. I think you probably have to pick one in this team. I think you could give the gloves to a number of people here, but I think DK did just about enough because he... What was his years that he played? Hang on, let me have a look. When did he make his debut, DK, for this slot? This is going to decide whether he gets 2018.
He was bought in the 2018 mega auction. I think he played 4 years.
So strike rate 140, 20 runs in innings. I think given where he bats, that will do. And you've also got a destroyer of different bowling types, which can help with the other guys you've got finishing off. I mean, you've got a hell of a lot of power at the end of the innings here. If you've got Yusuf, DK, Russell... Or do I just say Rinku and get on with it and leave you guys to debate what we do with the wicket keeping?
I mean, go Rinku. You have two picks, so you can pick both of them. Yeah. So is your first pick Rinku?
Both of them fit, though.
I'm going Rinku first.
So where does Rinku bat at number 4? Are we putting Rinku at 4?
No, he has an entry point of... Let's see what we're doing.
The
today.
Reason I had Shakib at 4 was I think Shakib can handle spin better than
no, I think
pace.
I'd recommend because I think Russell is fine as a 5th bowler and I don't mind Yusuf as a 6th bowler. Rob, any arguments there?
No,
I don't have any
issues.
Yeah,
him
so
and Rana
we could
have got an overall two.
Yeah, so I think what we could do is we could move Rinku at six, DK at seven. No, wait, that can't be right. Is that right?
There's no DK yet.
I'm missing someone. There's no DK, sorry. Yeah. Rinku at six, Russell seven, Shakib at eight. Because I don't think Shakib's giving enough with the bat.
And he so have I already screwed our picks by picking Shakib?
Yes, very much okay. So. I think
I think it's fine as a third spinner in this team.
Right, that has his pads on, and if you're doing okay with the bat, then he takes him off and he doesn't bat.
Yeah,
it's just like, no, we don't need you today, Shakib. Like he's, I don't mind having one of those guys in, but what I really dislike about some teams is they go, well, this guy's our number four, and we're going to put him in come what may, and you're like, but what if your number four's, you know, Jack Callis, and you've got loads of people that can mark it. What the hell are you doing letting him bat when you've had a good start? Or what? Do you know what I mean? Or why is Kane Williamson walking out to bat number three when you're 100-for-1 after seven overs? What the hell are you doing? How is he?
Why
going
is
Emma's
only coming in to face spin, for example? Right. That sort of stuff.
All this
right?
stuff. So, yeah. If you want Shakib in your team, we've got Shakib in the team, so that's fine. But he doesn't have the number four slot for all the games. It's just
if
they've bombed three in the power play, right, and they've got three out in the power play, he can knock the spin about and get you back in the game and elongate your batting order that way, right? That's fine.
Yeah.
But I want Rinku in, but I do want him to face balls because they had a season where he didn't really face any, didn't they?
Yeah.
And I think with Rinku, because he's also won the impossible game in the IPL, and I don't think we can ignore that he's done that. He's won an impossible game, you know, like 0.4% or something they were to win that.
Yeah.
And I want that guy in my team. And it's quite possible. We haven't seen the best of him yet. And I think this season coming, they're going to have to bat him longer. I don't mean that you chuck him in and make him face the spin in over seven. I don't think he's that guy. But I think batting him over 12 or 13 rather than over 17, I think he's better than facing nine balls.
I think that's what I probably like. That's my ideal entry point for him would be that 12 to 13th over.
Yeah, so
because I think he takes his time, doesn't he, Rob? He's not like someone that comes in and starts gunning for right away, right?
Yeah, and he's had to do that because of batting orders for KKR. Whereas I much prefer entry points, and you go, okay, well he's our guy for this now. And without Andre in the team these days, he's going to have to do more of the finishing work anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe but anyway, like long story short, Rinku's in my all-time KKR 11, like no question.
You have one more pick. Read out the team so far?
Yes, please.
So we have Robbie as one of the openers, Rahul Tripathi at 3, Yusuf Pathan 5, Rinku Singh 6, Andre Russell 7, and Shakib Al Hasan 8. So you can pick a pacer, you can pick the opener, you can pick
just go Narine and get on with it. We haven't done him yet, have we?
That's open, right?
Yeah.
He has to open.
Yeah.
Oh, you're putting him as an opener?
Yeah.
You're not going to pick the other opener.
That particular season, the thing with Narine is, I was going on about Rashid Khan and how he should always bat, you know, particularly in the team that he's in. Narine, I think, because they've had, you know, you're talking about the all-time team here, the output that he had at his best was absurd. And I thought he was gone at the game when he had his best batting season. And I have the numbers in front of me and I'm going to read them out because I still can't make any sense of them. He scored 488 runs in 14 innings, 35 innings that is, at a strike rate of 181 with 2.3 sixes in every innings, right? Across a whole season in the IPL when there were some good bowlers playing. And I don't understand how it happened. Now, the 100 that he scored, I can't process it. I can watch it lots of times, but I'm like, well, he must get caught this time. I mean, this one's going to go to a fielder. It doesn't make any sense. But you can't, when you're doing the all-time 11, I don't think you can go, well, he's my number seven, or I'll just let him bash the spin in the middle or whatever. They've got the output from him as an opener. It's not like he's stunk the place out as an opener.
Yeah.
The bad Narine, that he doesn't waste you too many balls anyway. And when you've got a big long batting order like this team will have. But as far as his bowling goes, 210 wickets he's got for them. Economy still below seven, and he's bowling right into the era where people are whacking now. And he hasn't, you know, his graph is not going up and up and up with the economy like Rashid Khan's is. He's still tying people down. He's still got his single ball, which Rashid Khan has lost in the last couple of years of the IPL. He's still got the one where he can just go, okay, square leg goes back. I dart it into the pad. You take one. That's the rules. And that's what we're going to do now. And to have that as a weapon in this day and age where you've got a ball that's like 90% single, how big is that? Like, if you want a team to get one run from a ball in an IPL game, right, it sounds like you're picking very, very small, you know, difference makers here. But it's a huge weapon to have with a guy that's getting one for 24 all the time or one for 27. His bowling is nuts and he keeps developing it. He's been developing it over and over again. And just when you think, well, he's too old now and, you know, he is a bit of a liability in the field, that's you're going to have to hide him in this team, aren't you, when it comes to fielding. Yeah, he can be out first ball with the bat, but who cares when you've got a long batting order? He's not going to waste balls. Yeah. He's somehow got millions of runs. It used to be that you just bowled a bouncer at his head and then one at his toes and you cleaned him up. But somehow, with the technique he's got, he scores loads of runs. And the output and the consistency with the ball of not getting whacked is unbelievable. And coming into this season where almost everybody will get whacked, we're going to have to see what happens. But yeah, it's along with Russell, it's the easiest pick ever, isn't it? Picking the line for this
team. And he's also won, you know, player of the tournament thrice, the only one to have done that in the IPL. So
stunning.
I'll just go for the other open goal because I already screwed our team slightly with the Shakib pick. So I'll pick Varun Chakravarti. Actually, Varun, when you said you're picking your namesake, I thought that's who you're going for first up.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that makes Varun. Sense,
I think. Yeah, he has to. Like he's. I think he's been. Like we were talking about this, right? If you talk about the best bowlers in the Impact Sub era, you have Bumrah. Yeah. There's about two daylights, and there's Chak, and there's a daylight, and there's someone else, right? That's basically how it's been. And the only reason it's not two daylights between Bumrah and Chak is because Bumrah doesn't play in 2023. Right? That's the only reason there is so far ahead of everyone else, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that was one of the straightforward picks remaining. So I've gone for him. And you have two picks, Varun. We don't have a number four and we need pacers. Okay. And also, since we are opening with Robbie and Sunil Narayan, are we not going to have the captain who won KKR two trophies or the one who won them the third one? So we are not going to have any trophy winning captain.
Yeah, we could, I think. So I'll take the pace. I'll go Harshit Rana because I couldn't find many other great options.
Okay.
Like, what is he? I think he's already the... is the eighth most wickets ever in a season, like for all time for them, right? And that includes Narayan and Russell and Callis in there. So he's like, there's not a lot of choice here for us, isn't there? Right? Is he 10 or am I miscalculating? No, I think it's more than that, actually.
I've gone for all KKR. Maybe is there Champions League in there as well? I can't remember whether they played it.
Yeah. There would be.
He has 40 wickets. In 34 games.
I think Callis has 42, Shakib has 47, and then there's a couple of others, and the other three we have already in 11. I actually really like him for KKR. I thought he's been quite solid for them. Like, I have no issues with him. I do think he gets shat on a bit too much for my liking. Like, it's not his fault he's being backed. And I also don't think he's not actually played as much as people say he has played. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the other thing. And he also gives us some batting at 9, but not that we need it. I think we have Shakib at 8.
But he can't whack it, Aaron.
I think he's shown promise. It hasn't for KKR because KKR never needed him, Rob, because they had like Ramandeep coming in at 9, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the other. I'll take Shreyas Iyer in this team at number 4. I think.
Okay.
Might as well. Like, I really liked him. I thought he had a great spin season for them in 2024. Like, I think, do you know people talk about him in 2025? He actually was just as good versus spin for KKR. The only difference between 2024 Shreyas and 2025 Shreyas is he upgraded his pace hitting, right? That's literally the only difference we see with him. But I really like Shreyas for this team. I think he fits nicely. And like Rob was saying, you don't need KKR Shreyas if they start. If you're like 120 for 1 after 10, right? Just send out Rinku or Russell at that point.
Okay, so that's your two picks. We still need a pacer, right? Are we giving Harshit the new ball in this?
I think so. I think we need one more pacer, don't we?
We do, yeah. So the question is, we have an overseas slot still, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're picking Harshit ahead of people like Balaji?
I think so. Like, I like Balaji, but I don't know. For me, that's very close, isn't it? Like, especially if you're just for heroes, I think if you're just for heroes, I have Harshit as a better, more economical than him. So that's one of the reasons.
I mean, I've already achieved everything I wanted from these all-time 11s by my Mumbai team getting the exact team I wanted. But I've got nowhere near this one. Like, I am nowhere near. Like, the team we're going to end up with, I'm going to have, like, four people that I would have picked not in it, I think.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm thinking we need one more pacer and there is an overseas slot left. So maybe I'll just pick that pacer. Now whether I pick... Yeah, I'll go Morne Mokal with
I think that's fair. My last like the pick. Obvious pacer for them.
So, actually, that makes for a pretty decent first 11. Rob will get the chance to pick the 12th man and you can, like, you know, do the most hilarious thing ever by picking someone. But yeah, Morne Mokal, he played how... let me just check. He was... Yeah, he didn't play all that much for them. Just 29 games. He had 32 wickets. But his economy is 7.8 in 2014 to 16. But also, I think he bowled the tough overs. So that's why his impact is fairly decent. You know, on impact per innings, he's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 7th highest for KKR on impact per innings, just in terms of bowling. So... He has a true strike rate, true economy rate of 0.3 and true wickets of 0.17. So he's above par on both. And obviously, if the impact is also high, that means he's been, you know, sort of doing his job and doing his job better than expected. So I think that makes for a decent rounding off of the pace attack. Otherwise, we would have to go with Balaji or Umesh or someone who don't quite give that sort of comfort level as a Morne would give.
I once made a pair in a club game, which is almost impossible to do. But I've been obsessed with batting my entire life. And so I put that into my new book, The Art of Batting. Being that I'm not very good at that skill, I decided to talk to other people who were. So I hit up as many contacts as I could just to talk about batting. Rahul Dravid, Brian Lara, AB de Villiers, Kumar Sangakkara, Ross Taylor, Susie Bates, Nasser Hussain, Ian Chappell, and so many, many, many more. I wanted batters to talk about how they and their friends made runs, because that is the art of batting.
Yeah, the thing with KKR is they haven't really stuck with, other than the two guns, you know, the two West Indians, they haven't stuck with any overseas. It's just like, oh, well, you've got the... Mm. You know, I remember, I was like, oh, well, Brett Lee must have had good numbers. Nope, didn't play enough. His numbers aren't very good.
Yeah.
Cummins wasn't very good. They spent the absolute bank on him and he wasn't very good with the ball for KKR. And then you look down and it's like, well, this guy only played 10 and this guy, you know, they've had all of them. They've had everyone at some point. You know, they had Shane Bond for a bit. They had Umar Gul for a bit. They've had everyone. They had Shweb, didn't they? They had Akhtar.
Yeah.
We can't blame Shoaib and Umar Gul. That's more of a league thing.
I mean, yeah. Umar Gul and Shoaib Akhtar, they couldn't pick them after the first year. Yeah. So
they've had Mitchell Johnson. They've had everyone.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize Mitchell Johnson played for KKR. I mean, I forgot.
Didn't they have Mashrafi as well in one of those seasons?
Of course. They bid $650,000 USD for Mashrafi in the 2009 auction. He played one match. He had to defend 23 in the last over against Rohit Sharma, and Rohit Sharma got 24. So that was his IPL career done, I think.
They had, for a few games before he got injured, which he always does, the good Lockie, like the best of Lockie Ferguson.
Yeah, they did,
And if you were picking, like, you know, the guy on his day, I would have put Lockie in this team. I was pretty close to having Lockie. In the end, my team had Cummins and Morkel in it. And I don't like Cummins as a bowler, but I just thought with the batting, you're going to end up with a nuts team. But yeah, is it me to do 12th man now?
Yes.
Yeah.
You
I
can.
Mean, or if you want some, like, someone else in the team, we could always move someone in the team out.
Well, my team had Rana in it, the other Rana. I really like him as a cricketer. He seems to... How many did he play for them? Like, it feels like boatloads.
Yeah, he plays like 2018 to... I want to say 24.
You're not going to pick their highest run getter ever, is it? He plays 90 games for them, actually, Rana. Not bad, actually. He plays 90 games,
90 games, 2,200 runs. That's pretty good going. Strike rate 136. And when you look at Gambier's strike rate, 125, like, come on. But Gambier hit 55 sixes in 122 games. That is not good.
You're to be
not
fair, in his defense, like, I think he was perfectly set up for old Eden pitches. I think you have to give him some credit there.
The Eden pitches and also that like era, he was okay, I think. I think his true numbers would bear that out, Varun. What are his...
Well, he looks like Suryavanshi.
So true strike rate is +7, isn't it? So yeah. Pretty good, so I think, was, for that era.
There are much worse players that we could have considered than Gambier, like Jack Callis, but we didn't. Owen Morgan never did his best stuff for KKR, really. No. McCullum played one good innings and 37 bad ones for KKR, so not him.
So before you make your pick, Rob, I was just looking at the numbers. Gambier's true strike rate is 7. Nitish Rana's is only 5.45. So Gambier was actually scoring quicker than Nitish. And true average for openers, I'm not too fussed about. I think, I mean, they all will have positive true averages. Because
Nitish,
they just get...
the difference is he can't hit pace. So that's the other thing. Mm. So the true strike rate is 14 versus spin. And I want to say... about neutral versus pace. So that's why we see that discrepancy with him.
So
there's also the Venky Iyer, if you guys want to go that way. I don't know.
So Venky could have got
the perfect 12th man, right?
Yeah. Venky was the 12th man of my team that I picked. I think his bowling is a bit of a hate crime. And when I look the numbers up, it's every bit as bad as I thought it was. But yeah, he got loads and loads of money because they were calling him an all rounder, but like, he can't bowl. Like his bowling's real junk. In my head, they used him quite a bit. And then I looked and he's got three wickets at 0.05 a match. But his batting output's fine. 137 strike rate, 26 point something runs in innings. That's pretty good. But he's a guy that he can do multiple jobs. I think he's got all this money because you can kind of have him as a really good Indian squad player and he can do lots of jobs. You could even open with him if you needed to. He can bat 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, really. He can do most of those things. He can't do any of them particularly great. He's not going to be a better number six than a lot of the number sixes. But I think as a 12th man, it probably is him. But they did have players that, you know, like Bhatia, that played loads and...
Yeah.
When you look at his numbers, he didn't do anything. But I remember him being a big part of their team back in the day. And the same with Abdullah. Do you remember him?
He was just an economist. Yes, Iqbal Abdullah. Right?
I was thinking of him.
Six and a bit and over. But he was a choke artist back in the day, you know, early IPL. It was like, right, let's give him the ball and get the runs down and start. And other people got wickets because of him, because they couldn't blast him. And then you got, you know, the bowlers that got more wickets at a higher economy because he was tying people down. So I thought he was quite a good guy for KKR. And if you're talking about all-time KKR people, you have to mention Abdullah because I think he was quite a big player for them back in the day. Same too with Bhatia, really. I couldn't pick out any numbers to get him anywhere near the team, Bhatia. But again, he seemed, in my head, he was a big part of what they were doing. You know,
actually, even in my head, he was... I watched a fair bit of him in domestic cricket. You know, he was a proper guy for the long haul sort of thing. No, he could just turn up every single day and do the job. Like, his bowling looked very innocuous, but somehow people weren't able to score off him. So,
How did Debabrata Das play so many games for them? How did that happen?
I think he was looked at as a guy who could really whack it. He somehow never did that too much for them, but he was always looked at as a guy who could give it a proper whack. So they gave him a fair few games.
I remember him playing a lot, but I looked at his numbers. Yeah. High score 35 and his strike rate's like 115 or something for KKR. It's going to be Venky for me, 12th man. But they've had loads of fun players down the years because KKR have never settled on a team. You know, they had Chris Gayle for a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
They had Colin de Grandhomme. You know, they had Pujara for 10 games. I'm just looking at numbers here. Obviously, they've had Aaron Finch because if you haven't got Aaron Finch, you're not a team. Sheldon Jackson had a go for like 10 games, didn't it? Everybody played KKR at some point. Tendiscarte was quite a big player for them for quite a while.
Yeah.
He could do the Shakib thing, couldn't he?
Yeah, that's where he and Gambier formed their bond, actually. So we have picked a KKR all-time 11 without Gautam Gambier, guys.
Good.
But he once you decided that,
how about that? I think he'd be the mentor. We can give him the mentor.
He has to coach this team. But once we decided that Sunil Narayan is going to be an opener, there's actually no room for Gambhir. Like, he can't bat at three or something because he's not as effective at three. And between him and Robbie Uthappa, you'd always
You could make Robbie move at three, right? I think, and make Gambhir open. But yeah, I wouldn't do that.
You could. Yeah, but then you would have to drop Rahul Tripathi. So that's I don't think Rob will stand for that. So that's why he picked Venky Iyer.
Shreyas captaining. Yeah,
Kalis has to drive the bus and be the team mascot in a very heavy hot suit. And maybe cheerleader.
Kalis actually won. I think his sister did have a cheerleading gig at one of the IPLs, and
really?
She was with a rival team.
That is very good knowledge, Saurabh. That is a high level knowledge. That.
And he got out, and she got up and was, you know, doing her routine enthusiastically, and he gave her like a stinky eye that, like, listen, you don't have to be so happy. I said, finally have your brother. So, yeah, it was just for one season. It was way back in the day when cheerleaders were still, are they still there? I don't even know. But
I think they're there. They're not really focused on very much.
They're not focused on
The KKR mascot. You know, he's like done up like a gladiator, isn't he? I like him. Kalis can do that. He can be in the big gladiator suit when it's 38 degrees and running around the boundary, giving instructions to people, telling everyone to block it so they don't get out.
Okay, so I'll just read out our team. It's Sunil Narayan, Robbie Uthappa to open, Rahul Tripathi at 3, Shreyas Iyer at 4, Yusuf Pathan 5, Rinku Singh 6, Andre Russell 7, Shakib Al Hasan 8, Harshit Rana 9, Morne Mokal 10, Varun Chakravarti 11, and Venky Iyer is the ideal 12th man. And our individual picks were Rob went Rahul Tripathi, Rinku Singh, Sunil Narayan, and Venky Iyer. Saurabh went Andre Russell, Shakib Al Hasan, Varun Chakravarti, and Morne Mokal. And Varun went Yusuf Pathan, Robbie Uthappa, Harshit Rana, Shreyas Iyer. I think each of us has one pick who, you know, people might raise their eyebrows at. Really, did he make it to the all-time team? Like, I don't know, Harshit Rana, people might have a issue with his longevity or whether he has done enough. Shakib Al Hasan, obviously, and Rahul Tripathi, sorry, but they probably might raise some questions. So we've all got. We have some super chats, but before that, I think this question also we should take. Rob, who is a better bowler, Shafin Rutherford or Venky Iyer?
Well, I mean, Venky hasn't proved himself to be utterly terrible over quite a long sample size. I think Venky is, because Rutherford has done it quite a lot inexplicably and got pelted every single time. So I think the fact that Venky's only got 3 wickets means how many times has he bowled here? I don't know. Not very many. He's only got 3 wickets in 62 games. And he's only going at 10.59 and over in his IPL career for KKR. So what's Rutherford going at? 24 and over? Iyer all day long is the better bowler.
Yeah, Venky has bowled a little bit more at the domestic level, although not a huge amount. But I think the impact sub coming in obviously killed off his bowling career quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely. So.
That's a win for the impact sub, I must say.
It killed off Shivam Dubey's IPL bowling career also. So
that's two wins then, right?
That's... Okay, so let's take the super chats. Andy B2021 says, is Dan Moseley an England level prospect? I think, Rob, you want to take this one?
Yes, he is. Coles is the guy getting all the chat at the moment. But I've seen, I hate the 100. I despise the 100 with a burning passion, and I try not to watch it. But because I'm sick in the head, I do end up watching some of it. And didn't he defend like 6 off the last over or something, or whatever they call overs in that stupid competition? He's one of those where you look at his numbers, which I'm looking at right now because I don't know them off the top of my head, and they don't stand out as being amazing. you know, he's an offies all-rounder that doesn't get massive sixes all the time, which is quite a hard person to be like, this is the future, right? Because there just aren't any of those people that have that are particularly exciting. But he strikes me as being somebody, bear in mind he has already played for England. He's played a few ODIs and he's played three or four T20s, I think. I don't think he suits the current idiot regime. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think he's particularly loves playing golf, and I don't think he can, you know, down 3 pints in 30 seconds or whatever the initiation is for the England cricket team these days. But short answer, yes. I want to see a bit more of him on the circuit, but he's done a bit with MI, hasn't he? Emirates, maybe. And he's had a go in the PSL. Like, he needs to have, you know, he's 24. He needs to have a couple of years where he plays for a few more teams and gets himself noticed and maybe work on the power hitting side of it, because he is a lefty and he bowls offies, which could be quite an attractive thing for a team to pick up. But he's not there yet. He needs somebody to get hold of him, I think, and maybe do some range hitting and get some sort of mystery ball in or something. Do you know what I mean? To kind of set him out from the pack.
Okay. I think Andy has sent another super chat, which is, what have you made of Ramakrishna Ghosh and Ambrish? Have any of you guys watched any of these guys play?
I've been hearing good things about Ambrish. He's a bowling all-rounder, isn't he?
He's a seam bowling all-rounder. He played in the Under-19 World Cup also, I think, just now. Vaibhav Suryavanshi, he made that 180 in the final. He was part of that team, I think. I've also heard good things. I've unfortunately not watched him too much. So he looks like a good prospect. But, you know, at Under-19 level, the team that won when the Under-19 World Cup was in the West Indies, I want to say, Yash Dhul's captaincy when India won, they had this Hunger Kekar and other guys like that. Raj Bawa, yeah. They were all looked at as very promising, but they haven't quite made, I mean, they're still young, there's still time to make that grade, but they haven't. So it's very difficult to say. Kartik Tyagi was... You know, Kartik Tyagi might be playing for KKR a lot this season because of their spate of injuries. He was once one of the most promising bowlers in India. He defended 4 in the last over against Rajasthan or Punjab, one of them, I think.
He was playing for Rajasthan and
defended. So he had a lot of potential. But, like, the you know, where is he now?
I don't know if that's his greatness or Punjab's uselessness. That's the only reason I'm not too sure on that.
No, so that Under-19 World Cup, I watched a fair bit of. He was the best bowler on show, I thought, amongst the pacers. Ravi Bishnoi was, you know, the standout spinner there. So he looked set for bigger and better, but, like, nothing happened. So I don't know. We can't say. Ramakrishna Ghosh, I haven't actually watched anything of him. So I don't know.
He's not a kid, is he? Isn't he like 28?
He's 28, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough of him to make any comments, but 28 feels quite old to be talking about him as somebody that I don't know. Do you know what I'm actually been up to? I don't really know. I've just looked at his numbers, and I honestly, he doesn't ring a bell for me. I don't want to make up that I know him, because I don't. Is he Chennai?
He's been picked by Chennai this year, I think. I don't know. Maybe he did well in the TNPL. Is that where the question is coming from? But I didn't follow it this year much, so I'm not sure.
Does he play for Tamil Nadu? I don't even know.
He plays for Maharashtra.
Oh, okay. So is Tamil Nadu, so is TNPL just like Tamilians, or is that like, is it that, or is it just anyone?
No, I think there is a greater number of players from Tamil Nadu playing in TNPL, but there's others also. No, this was just a random guess, actually. I don't know why Andy brought him up. So yeah, so I think those were the two super chats. And how do you feel about our KKR team? But guys, who were the guys you had who didn't get picked, Rob?
So my team, I'll just belt through it, was Narayan Atapa, Tripathi, Rana, Pathan, DK, Russell, Rinku, Cummins, Morkel, Chakravarthy. That was my team.
You had Rinku batting at 8.
Well, I don't have batting orders, as you know, so it all depends. So mine was very, very batting heavy. And then when I kept tinkering around with it, and I was like, well, I don't like this person that I picked, and I don't like that person I picked. I tell you, it was really close. It was Chris Lynn. Like, there was an easy way of getting Chris Lynn in. And then you go Harshit or maybe Balaji, who I used to really like back in the day. So that the thing is with this one, there's a lot of ways you can go that aren't necessarily wrong, I think, with KKR. And they're a franchise that have never known what their best team is, I don't think, until recently. They've started, when they kind of had the luxury of having someone like Ramandeep, who is scoring a six every innings despite only facing two balls every innings. Like, when they've got that luxury, they kind of cracked it a bit, I think. They were like, oh, actually, maybe if you can get Salt and Narine scoring runs, and, you know, they broke the bank on Stark, didn't they?
Yeah.
Who was absolutely hopeless until the knockouts, and then he was amazing. It's like, you'll take that. You know, why not?
Was he in your consideration set? I did consider Stark, actually, in my...
Didn't play enough games, did he?
He did, I think. He played 15.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he? I'm not sure.
He can't have. He can't have played washouts,
didn't they? So he was... I wouldn't have picked him just on,
even though there were knockouts, on basically on two or three games where he just bought his good stuff, didn't he? That's I mean, they've just flicking forward to this year for a minute. What's the chat in India about how much contempt Australia are showing for the IPL at the moment, of all the players saying, oh, well, we're not quite ready yet and we're going to get married in the middle of it and we'll play when we're ready, sort of thing?
I think
pretty dangerous precedent, aren't they?
There are some, Ashwin and Harsha Bogle, both who are, you know, pretty influential voices, especially online, because they are amongst the most active ones and come out. And Ashwin, of course, you know, is famously not shy about airing his opinion. So they have both said that, you know, this is basically the gist of what they've said is this is not on and there should be some sort of penalty for this sort of thing, because teams have... budgeted for something when they're bidding for you at the auction, and then later on you turn around and say that no, I can't do this, and you can't, and it's not just enough to cut their match fees for that, because it has affected the team construction, right? Like, now as I think Ashwin said this about Cameron Green not bowling potentially four overs, or saying that he can't bowl four overs. Maybe they don't want to give him four overs, but they would like to have the option.
Give me 500k back then for a start. If you're getting 2 million and you're deciding that you're only a bat, or you're only a bat and a bit of a bowler, then you can give us half of the money back, because that's what we bought. If I was a team, I would be annoyed that that kind of thing happened. You know, when you're like, well, we're spending half our tank on this bloke because he's going to do this. And then he says, well, I don't really fancy doing that. And my board say that they want to keep me fresh. Like, it feels like the IPL is the biggest show in town still, to me. Like, everyone in T20 cricket, the IPL is the biggest deal, right? I think it's the one that everyone wants to play in. And the Aussies, I'm sure there are Englishmen that treat lots of different cricket tournaments with contempt, seem to be sticking two fingers up at the IPL a little bit and saying, well, you know, we want to make sure that we're... What are they staying fit for, though? What's around the corner for them?
I think, to be fair to Australia, they play like 10 to 15 test matches, and there's a World Cup, ODI World Cup next year. So I kind of get where they're coming from.
But that's next year,
I also agree. Yeah, but they're fast players. You have to be careful, no?
Bumrah's case is different, because obviously no Indian marquee player can skip the IPL.
The way you should handle this is there needs to be like a contract where you almost guarantee this stuff, right? And if you can't, then it's up to the team whether they want to keep you or not. But you definitely shouldn't be getting all that money if you aren't going to be doing all the stuff they're paying you for. That's definitely the case, especially for all-rounders. I'm with you there, but I also completely get why they don't want Green to bowl, right? He will break if he bowls. You don't want to Mitch Marsham from the Australian test team.
Yeah, but I mean, it affects like your squad construction, right? Like, if you're buying a Cameron Green thinking that, okay, I'll get at least 2-3 overs a game from him and I'll get a top order bat who's really good, and then suddenly he says, no, I can't bowl, that you don't have that money left to buy someone else, right? Like, the auction has gone. You're not... What is this? Laksh 9132, at least Green has arrived. If he refused to come after getting 25 crore in the auction, KKR would have been finished.
They're still finished if he can't bowl, because the balance is fucked. Right.
I mean, I think Hazelwood and Cummins, at least they are injured still, right? It's not like they're fit and they're being workload managed. So if you are injured, that is a risk that, you know, you do take. You know that these guys are, maybe Cummins not so much in the recent past, but Hazelwood, obviously, I think one of the miracles of 2025, apart from RCB winning, was that Hazelwood played as many games as he did, you know. And his injury came at the perfect time. There was a 10-day break due to the war. It gave him 10 extra days to recover. Otherwise, there would have been no Hazelwood in the final. So,
good point. I forgot about that. That turned a lot of the tournament in, you know, into chaos. And it feels a bit like we're in chaos times right now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In terms of who's, like, I'm trying to do my work for the IPL from a betting point of view at the moment. It's like, well, I can't possibly put a bet on now. I've got to wait until I know who's actually there or who's... I can't work out what the teams are for most of them. And usually by this point, I'm pretty sure, speaking of KKR, like, they've got lots of places they could go for their 11, and I don't really know where it's going to be. You know, the Patharana thing's very disappointing, I guess, because Muzrabani proved he's not a death bowler in the World Cup. You want him to trundle through as many as he can at the start. Trundle's not the right word for him, is it? You want him to blast batsmen out at the start of the innings.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd be ideal for someone that's like three on the reel, really, and then another one to kind of enforce in the middle overs. But if you lose Patharana, I mean, you're going to end up with lots of these guys that we were like, he's going to be good and then wasn't. They're going to play loads. Like Umran Malik, come on.
They're not far off Andre Russell coming back as an injury replacement. Like, it's not an unrealistic possibility.
When people say, like, who would you replace this person with? And you look around, you're like, well, am I allowed to nick people out of the PSL? Because that's, obviously you are, because that's been happening.
Yeah.
But the pool of people that is available, and you're like, well, maybe I would take this. There's no great names, is there, that aren't there?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I'll have this one then. And it could be like Pollard and Andre are going to just have a few games and let's see what can happen. I still pray that Chris Gayle gets
like Brower's and their bowling coaches, and he might have to roll his arm over at this rate, right?
Well, which team is he with? Because he was playing for Chennai when I watched the telly yesterday.
And the internet reacted very calmly to him doing that as well. Yes.
That's the thing about the internet. Always react very calmly to everything in my experience.
I think there was a harsher reaction for Bravo because Shane Watson is also a part of KKR support staff, and he didn't go there. He didn't go to the CSK big gathering and wear the CSK jersey. Bravo did. I think...
In Bravo's defense, you can't actually be a bowling coach if all your bowlers are injured. So he can't really do anything with that team.
He needs to coach Umran Malik and Karthik Tyagi, you know, both of whom came with such high expectations at one point, and both of whom have disappointed. This will be their redemption season if they want it, man. Like, everything is laid out for them. That five bowlers KKR had are all injured, so these guys will get a goal.
Umran Malik's goal is concede 50 runs in 4 overs and not 2 overs. That's his development step right now, isn't it?
But what if they get the best out of those two? Like,
I'd love it.
That would be proper cinema. Yeah, yeah.
But Tyagi's defended like five, hasn't he, off the last over in an IPL game?
Yeah,
four.
Like that.
And Malik bowled an extremely exciting sort of 10 balls when he first came along. I'm like, bloody hell, that's quick. And then they went, yes, it is quick. It's really, really quick, but it's in the slot every single time. Oh, dear, this is going to go. What if he works it out? Like, he's, you know, I've had such high hopes for these guys. And I thought Tyagi had loads about in the first few times I saw him bowl. And just, it's interesting that some people cannot seem to progress at all. And, you know, the talking about the other day of like things on your spreadsheet that just stand out, Rutherford never ever bowl. But if Malik bowls in the power play, it's like, get as much money as you can on overs, because it's definitely going. Like, it's definitely going to get spanked. There must be coaches that can help with this stuff, you know, technical people that can go, right, mate, this doesn't work now. We know you can bowl fast, so we're not going to spend all our time trying to make you go from 94.5 miles an hour to 95.5 miles an hour. It doesn't really matter. We need you to suddenly learn how to land the ball in different places on the wicket. Or if you're going to land it in the same place every time, how about the Yorker rather than the ball that's directly into the middle of the slot every time? Like, just why not the one that's the leg stump Yorker, and why not the bouncer?
I've heard apparently, like, in the practice games, he was showing some variations of slower balls and stuff. So he's trying at least. So.
Get Sam Curran to come along. Yeah, he's not doing anything for the next 3 months. So get Sam Curran to teach him the 40-mile-an-hour. Imagine if Imran Malik gets one of them, the 40-mile-an-hour moonball comes out. First delivery.
What is it, like a 100-mile-an-hour bouncer followed by like a, what is it, 90-kilometer-per-hour moonball, right?
If Imran Malik pulls a moonball, it'll be like the moment of the IPL. Like, no matter what else happens.
If he was in my squad, he'd be bowling him, so.
What's that? What's the Kirtley Ambrose slow ball? That which is very famous. I think he also in Healy, I think.
To Healy, Healy was just completely flummoxed by that. I've seen that YouTube clip. I don't know the speed of that one, though. Did they show the speeds then? Or?
No. That must be too early for that.
But to come back to what you're saying, Rob, the project to make you the overlord of the cricketing world is still on. We will work out a way to do it.
We will find a way, Rob. We will find a way.
Which is, I think, as good a note as any to, call it quits for this one. We will be back, hopefully, tomorrow with yet another one. Some people were asking about SRH. That will be the next one, I think, that is going to be picked. The order got a little bit jumbled up here and there. But yeah, we'll be back with SRH tomorrow, most likely. So we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.